So far, the NRA has reported raising and spending only about $200,000 to defeat I-594. Compare that to the more than $7 million raised by the Yes side. Catherine Mortensen is an NRA spokeswoman. She says much of what her organization is doing is not the kind of spending that shows up in campaign finance reports.
What we're really focused on is our grassroots effort. We also send communications to our members in Washington state, and that kind of spending wouldn't be reflected in what you're seeing either.
Mortensen actually estimates the NRA has spent nearly twice what's been reported to Washington's Public Disclosure Commission. That includes funding two full-time staff members on the ground. As for whether the NRA will fund no on I-594 TV ads, Mortensen puts that in the wait-and-see category. There is a competing gun rights measure on Washington's ballot, but the NRA has taken a neutral stance on Initiative 591. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.